Your girl is having her dinner after having her pre-dinner snack. I swear, like, I just keep fucking eating and eating and eating. But I don't know. It'd be like that sometimes, and I need to gain weight. And I'm eating mostly healthy, so it's okay. But low-key, I might just have like a whole fucking pizza tonight. I'm not even kidding. I feel like I don't know what's going on with me. I mean, I do know what's going on with me, but I don't know what's going on with me. But I do, but I don't. But I do, but I don't. But I do, you know? But I don't. And I know that there's all these solar flares, and I've been enlightened by my femininity for the month, and just like I had a bad dream this morning that really put me in my feels, because it just like reminded me of so much awful shit, you know? And my emotions have just been like all over the place, and it took me a long ass time to stop feeling angry today, you know? And I think that it's important to acknowledge every time that you get angry that you are unable to like deal with the pain you're experiencing. Well, not every time, because sometimes people are fucking annoying and piss you off, or certain shit happens, you know, but in more cases than not, anger is just masked pain, you know? My anger absolutely is masked pain, because I'm really not like someone who's just like an angry person, you know? And even like when I was angry today, like it's not like I was just like wilding the fuck out. I have like a very peaceful life, and when I get angry, I just like, I just usually leave, you know? Like, I don't like to put myself in situations where I'm gonna end up like regretting shit, or like put myself in some kind of danger even, you know? Anger is literally one letter away from danger, and that makes a lot of fucking sense to me, because anger is so volatile, because most of us don't have a grasp on it and don't know how to properly navigate through it. And it takes years, I think, of just like self-discipline and awareness, and you know, really like monitoring yourself and your thoughts and emotions, and tapping into the root causes of like everything, that will, I think, allow you to navigate through your anger in the healthiest ways possible. And today, to be quite honest, I didn't navigate through my anger in a healthy way, you know? I just was like rude and slightly not belligerent, but just like I was just rude, you know? And I couldn't see past like my own pain, you know? And I just got like very aggravated. And while I was simply podcasting as an outlet to vent and release, you know, the negativity that I was feeling, I still feel like, you know, when I'm feeling like that, I need to submerge myself in something different, you know? Like, I don't want to just have no control over my fucking emotions when I'm feeling like that. And I really just felt like my emotions were out of control today, you know? And it wasn't a good feeling. And literally the whole entire day, bro, I was just like angry and upset and just like feeling so hurt, you know? And I honestly don't fucking know what I even just like expected, or like what I wanted exactly. And I just realized, like, I mean, it's gonna happen, you know? There's gonna be times when you feel like that, but I just realized, like, all I think I really actually need is love, you know, and support. And it's not that I, you know, have a tumultuous situation that I'm currently in my immediate reality. It's not like that. It's very peaceful, and I do have people who, like, love and care about me, you know? I think having people that love and care about you, though, is entirely different than having people who actually understand you, you know? And that is not to take away from anything, you know, that the people who love and care about me are doing or have done, you know, to, like, help me feel better. I just feel like being such a hypersensitive empath and having led such a different kind of life that, like, literally nobody around me understands even, you know, has been extremely difficult for me. And I think my spirit is just, like, crying out for, like, spirit tribe, you know? I need to be around more people who, like, understand the depth of, like, what I go through as an empath and healer, and who I can just have, like, more deeper connections and like, intellectual conversations, emotional conversations, just, like, real fucking conversations with, you know? I'm just, like, yearning to have, like, meaningful connections in my life and not have them bring me down, you know? Not have them hurt me. And there's, like, one, you know, gal from Ohio who I'm, like, pretty close to, but just, like, I have a hard time with her energy because I feel like sometimes she's just, like, out of alignment with her truth and not fully able to, like, understand, like, what I'm even saying, you know, because she has, like, resistance to it. And I'm not talking shit at all or being condescending. Like, I love this girl, you know, or I love this woman. She's, you know, been very kind to me, and she's a very kindred soul. But she absolutely has gone through massive darkness and trauma and abuse. And, you know, being such a hypersensitive empath, and especially around these times when, like, the equinox is coming up and there's these fucking solar flares and I'm on my motherfucking period, like, all this shit, like, I am so sensitive to energy. I just start bugging the fuck out, you know? And it sucks, like, to feel like you can't even reach out to somebody that you care about because you need to maintain, like, a safe distance for some time, and so communication really becomes limited, you know? And I spend a lot of time alone, you know? I spend a lot of time alone, and it has been like that for years and years, you know? And it's taken me a long time to, like, get to this point where I'm predominantly calm and peaceful, you know, and can really process everything that, like, has happened and see, like, the bigger picture, you know, to, like, be able to make sense of it all and actually feel like it makes sense and that it wasn't just all, like, meaningless torture and, you know, darkness. And I have been, like, looking into the Emerald Tablets of Thoth, or Thoth, and I kind of just, like, lost my train of thought, but I had several like feelings. I feel like it might have been my spirit guides telling me to like look into this shit, because literally since early last year I have randomly been having these like just like these arbitrary inclinations to like look into the Emerald Tablets, and it just they kept coming up every few months, just like clockwork. It was so weird. And you know, I think that everything happens in its time, you know, in accordance with like divine timing and order. And so when I was meant to finally look into that shit, I did, you know, which was last weekend. I finally started looking into that shit, and I haven't finished listening to the entire like Audible, but Audible, is that right? No, I think I like misused that. I've been just listening to it's like a YouTube video, you know, where someone narrates the entire like set of tablets. Excuse me. And it's very confusing. Like I really had to listen to the first like hour and a half like a few times, but it makes me feel, you know, confident that I'm on the right path, because there are some jewels in there that I feel like stuck out to me and that I understood and that I almost felt like were for me to hear, you know? And they already said that you need to, you know, read them not once but 100 times to truly understand, you know? And I see why that is, because it really is so cryptic, you know? But Thoth basically was from Atlantis and had mastered like ascension after descending into like the depths of, you know, darkness. And he basically reinforces the concept of reincarnation, just like the ancient Hindus, and a lot of interesting and very just fascinating things are in there, you know? And I'm excited to like listen to the rest and listen to it over and over and over until I really feel like I have a solid grasp on what that information actually means, you know? And what's really groovy to me is that they say that the tablets can only be interpreted when you are vibrating on the right frequency. Like, you won't even have access to the knowledge embedded in the tablets until you, on a spirit level, you know, as a soul, are vibrating on the right frequency. And something just tells me that as far as all that is concerned, I am, you know, I am vibrating on the right frequency. And I know I didn't just become interested in this shit out of nowhere. I was like drawn to it. I like gravitated towards it and I was led to it. I feel like spirit led me to it, you know. Spirit has led me to many things and even people like in my life. And a lot of times I've not understood, but, you know, I've never really been, like, conventional in my ways. Like, even as a kid, like, 7, 8, 9, 10 years old, I was very, very, very fascinated and almost downright obsessed with Egyptian mythology, Greek mythology, Hindu mythology, and not, like, in a religious way at all. You know, my parents did not raise me to be extremely religious. My dad always like told me, you know, that religion is man-made, and you should you know, look outside of it, because anything man-made has clearly been tampered with. And that I am grateful to him for, because had I been a religious radical, I would have had an entirely different awareness and state of mind, and my consciousness would have developed completely differently. Not to say that I couldn't still have found my ways to, like, the point that I'm at now mentally and emotionally, because I know tons of, like, people who grew up super duper religious and, you know, freed themselves of that. But I feel like that aspect of my upbringing really allowed me to have a wider scope of awareness that was more easily expanded, because I was not, like, clinging to something so heavily, you know. And I can respect all religious people, you know. I saw this wonderful post the other day, and it was actually a Muslim woman who was in court, and she was essentially just saying the most beautiful thing about, like, why her son actually got killed, you know. And she was forgiving the guy, or the, you know, the boy who, like, killed her son. And what she said was, perhaps, you know, he was the one whose life needed to be saved, and that, you know, her son's death was preordained. And just, she put it very eloquently, you know, and I just, like, it really touched my heart. And I was like, that is so beautiful to me, you know. I mean, not just to me, it's just beautiful in general. But I just, you know, wanted to emphasize that I'm not, like, opposed to religious people. Like, my mom is religious, you know, she's part of Team Jesus, but, like, I don't have any issues with that, you know. I think everybody has a right to believe what they want to believe and to live the life that they want to live, as long as they're not hurting anybody, you know. I think that you should be able to practice whatever you want, you know. If you're a loving person and you try to do right and you have good intentions, which I know my mom is, like, super clean-hearted, you know, she has, like, a pure heart. And so I don't care if she, like, believes in Jesus or, you know, what she does, and I don't really care, like, what religion anybody is from or how much they cling to it, as long as they have the ability to, like, look outside of themselves and, like, be a good person and, like, not want to inflict harm and pain, you know what I mean? And so, like, I'm not saying that, like, you know, anybody or everybody is perfect by any means, you know. Even good people can do really awful things sometimes, and at the end of the day, I don't feel like anybody is, like, good or bad. Everybody is just a single point of consciousness that experiences the dichotomy of existence through the extreme opposite polarities of light and darkness, which we as humanity perceive as good and bad. But if you think about Rumi's quote, outside ideas of right and wrongdoing, there is a field. I'll meet you there. It's very clearly indicative of the fact that duality needs to truly be transcended in order to merge with spirit. You know what I mean? Ooh, right at 10:10. But yeah, like, I just feel that I've learned so much in life, although there's so much more that I have to learn, and I'm never gonna know it all. So I, you know, am gonna continue being a work in progress, and sometimes I'm gonna fuck up, you know. Sometimes I'm going to make mistakes, sometimes I'm not going to get it or get it right away, you know. But at the end of the day, I know that I am at a point in my life where I will eventually come back to, like, this point of being, like, grounded and centered in truth, in love, in honesty, in integrity, in self-respect, you know, in good morale. And I just am trying to do the best that I can within, like, my
capacity every single day. And that capacity varies from day to day, you know? Some days I have bad days and some days are a lot better, but I am going to choose to accept both sides of me, you know, and love myself through my darkness and when I'm not feeling good, and try to subject myself to that which makes me happy and brings peace to my heart and soul, and then just be even more grateful, you know, on the days that I don't have to endure that, you know. But something that I feel has helped me so much as far as just like getting through darkness, you know, and building like my character and just really developing myself and my spirituality is gratitude, forgiveness, and detachment, you know. And when I say detachment, I don't mean that I don't care, because I care a lot, you know. I care so much, like literally about fucking everything, it seems. And sometimes it gets to be overwhelmingly painful because I don't know how to shut off the level of care that I feel, you know. On God, like, I just don't know how to be like a less passionate and intense person. But like, my passion and like intensity also makes me like neurotic and crazy and like abrasive sometimes, you know. It's like two sides of the same coin, you know. There's like a very fine line between genius and crazy, and many other things that I cannot think of right now. But I am very much a representative of that, as are we all, you know. And at the end of the day, I know that my intention really isn't to like cause harm or, you know, hurt other people or like just bring about pain, you know, for anybody or anything, and especially myself, you know. But I also realize that everybody and everything, including myself, plays the role of a catalyst, especially when it comes to spiritual growth and development. And it's imperative to look at the bigger picture and see that on the grand scale of things in life, everybody and everything is there to teach you, you know? And I think I'm like definitely getting to a point where I'm able to like look past my emotions like 90% of the time, or like my negative emotions 90% of the time, and look to like the root causes, like look at, you know, what the other person might have been going through or, you know, have had gone through that like led them to the point of like them being a fucking dickhead, you know, or just whatever, whatever. Because to be quite honest, I look at myself the same way, objectively, you know. I don't think I'm fucking perfect. I don't think that my shit doesn't stink, you know, like it's not all like a bed of fucking roses. But I'm able to like pull that like understanding out of me or like out of my heart, and dig like deeper so that I'm not just like scapegoating and like blaming other people or, you know, always pointing the finger. Now, I am an empath and hyper fucking sensitive, and I process so much shit on a spirit level that sometimes it just makes me sick, and sometimes it physically makes me sick, you know? And there's so much going on like a cosmic level, like these planetary shifts, like these geomagnetic storms and all sorts of shit that happens, you know, the full moons and like the phases of the moon and all of that jazz. But like, I feel like for the most part I'm able to manage everything a lot better now, you know. And I freak out like around inauthentic like people and disingenuous like energy. Like when something doesn't feel right to my spirit, I can't pretend, you know? I really have tried like my hardest to like get past this Chocobars guy and not even like think about him, not like even acknowledge him, you know? But I know that this person stalks my life and is directing so much energy at me, and I don't know if his spirit is like crying out for fucking help, or if he has like a dark entity attached to him that's like attacking my spirit that I feel that he's not aware of, you know, that's like controlling his ass, because that can happen too. Or he can very well be like consciously doing everything and he is like dark at heart, you know? I don't know what it is. Honestly, I just don't understand why I attract like such psychotic fucking people. But then, yeah, I do. Because you can't really experience that which you are not a vibrational match to. And so if we are all connected, which we are, you know, regardless of how I feel about any one individual or any individuals, we are all connected, you know? Everything is fucking connected. So even like the people who I have like minimal like acceptance for, or, you know, who rub me the wrong way, like we still are connected. And so if I find those energies gravitating into my life, it's either one of two reasons. It's because I'm an empath and I have a naturally healing aura, so, you know, people are attracted to that and naturally drawn to it because it's healing. It heals their fucking spirit. It helps them fucking ascend. It literally shifts their consciousness and helps them heal. Or I myself have you know, embedded vibrations within my own electromagnetic field or like subconscious mind or whatever that resonate with the energies that I then like essentially just like magnetically pull into my life or like draw into my life. You know, everything and everyone that gravitates towards me, on some level, I'm also gravitating towards them, and it might not be a good gravitation, you know, it might not be healthy, but nothing is ever one-sided, and there are no such thing as coincidences in this universe. Like, the universe is much too precise for shit to just be happening arbitrarily, you know? And for that reason, it is extremely imperative to dispel any hatred and condescension and judgment from your heart, but to hold on to discernment, you know? And I feel like I'm finally at that point where I like function predominantly out of discernment, you know, rather than judgment. Like, discernment is knowing right from wrong, you know, but not judging like the people involved in a condescending way. And judgment obviously is exactly that. You are being condescending most of the time, and typically it's ego-based. You know, discernment, I feel, is intuition and logic and spirit-based, and judgment is ego-based, where your ego almost tries to convince you of like false truths, where you might try to like tell yourself that you're better than that person or something along those lines, you know, because you don't agree with something about them or some of their actions or whatever. But on the grand scale of things in life, there is space for everything for a reason, because it fits into a certain part of like the spectrum that contains these extreme opposite polarities and everything in between, and which again creates duality, which then, you know, represents the dichotomy of existence. I feel like I'm going to fucking coin that term. The dichotomy of existence. I mean, I just feel like it just explains so much shit so perfectly. So I find myself frequently using that terminology. But I've always been like a major fucking nerd when it comes to words. It's been like, let me see, a good 17, 18 years now since, you know, I have loved writing, like poetry and just like writing in general, like creative writing. I've loved music since like as long as I can fucking remember. Like literally, I was like 3-4 years old, like jamming to fucking Punjabi music and random shit. But I remember that like when I was in school, like I think junior high or like possibly like my freshman or sophomore year in high school, but like I just remember having like this goal of like learning a new word every single day. And there was a point in my life where I like rolled with a fucking dictionary because I was like so dead set on like expanding my vocabulary. And it's weird because there was this cat, like I never like connected with him. I actually just knew him online, and it was not like the best dynamic like for a friendship, but like he ended up liking me and shit, and he was a fucking psycho. But one thing about him was that he was very intelligent, and I used to just like look up to him in that aspect or in that sense. And I just wanted to be like intelligent, you know? I wanted to be very like well spoken and able to articulate myself in such a way that like grabs or even demands attention, you know? And several years later, not to like be arrogant or narcissistic in any way, but I genuinely believe that I have accomplished that. You know, there is not one fucking person that I speak to that doesn't fucking take notice of what the fuck I'm saying. You know, like when I speak, motherfuckers listen. But I feel like it's not really me at the end of the day. You know, we are all just like fragmented portions of God consciousness, and we all have that divinity within us, that light, you know, that shines so bright within us, that is literally God, you know? Because that's who we are at the core of our essence. We just have to tap into it. And that's why spirituality and meditation and, you know, taking proper care of your soul is so important. And I think I'm just finally at a point where I'm learning to not hold on to anything, but also hold on to everything, if that makes sense, you know? And on that note, I have just had like my freaking panties in a bunch, bro, for like a few days now. I've just been so butthurt and so just like, I don't know, feel in some type of way, because things as far as like romantic affairs of the heart have been difficult for me. And I just ended up finding myself in this weird fucking situation that like I didn't know how to perceive, let alone react to. And today I just like skits the fuck out. But I think at the end of the day, where there is no expectation, there can be everything, including peace, you know, and love. I think that ultimately my goal is to just wish people well, you know, on their journey. and wish them healing, you know, wish them growth, and pray for them to like have awareness that they need. And whoever is meant to be in my life, however, with like whatever circumstances, it's going to happen, because like that woman had said in the post that I was referencing, that Muslim woman who lost her son, I think that some things, or not think, I believe that everything is preordained, even when we feel like we are acting out of free will, you know? I think that certain things are written in the stars. I don't know what I even mean by that. That's not what I meant to say. I just think that certain things are fate, you know? Even when we feel like it's our own decision, it's not. It's what we were supposed to do all along, or what we were going to do, or like meant to do all along, you know? And that's not to say that free will doesn't exist, you know? Because obviously, if free will didn't exist, then karma wouldn't fucking exist, you know? And karma absolutely exists. So I think that there's just like varying degrees of like reality within which both fate and free will are incorporated, you know? But I'm learning to just kind of roll with the punches and, you know, doing my best to navigate through everything and hold like a genuine and authentic love in my heart and let go of like any kind of bitterness or judgment or anything that like I don't understand, you know, and just trust the process, just like have faith in both myself and God, you know. I think that it's a wonderful realization to acknowledge the fact that you are not in control of everything, you know, and that not everything is on your fucking shoulders, that there is, or that there are, extremely powerful and divine forces constantly at work, you know? If there is darkness, there's also very, very, very powerful light. And if I have learned something from the Emerald Tablets of Thoth so far, it's that the light will beat the darkness, you know? The darkness might come back over and over, but the light is always going to be the fucking predecessor, you know? It's always going to be the, like, savior. It's always going to be the light. And, you know, that's why in darkness, light shines so brightly, you know? But without darkness, what contrast would we have to really see the light? You know what I mean? The dichotomy of existence. But yeah, I feel a lot better. I like watched these super duper cute animal videos and just like, you know, random like videos on Instagram for like a good hour and just submerged my like energy in everything that I find to be like beautiful or funny or cute. And it really helps me a lot, you know, just like diverting my attention from what is negative to even simple shit that's like funny or creative, but especially animals, you know. I have like such a deep affinity for animals. And yeah, like I think, you know, it is what it is. It will be what it will be. Que será, será. But yeah, I think that's all for now. Love you, world. Hope you all have a great night. Ciao. Thank you.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.